food shortages affecting more than a million people, a severe AIDS epidemic, 70% unemployment, and the world's highest inflation rate, currently running at over 1,000%. These are just some of the problems faced by Zimbabwe's 12 million people. Urban residents have also been contending with burst sewers, water shortages, and intermittent power cuts, which have fanned fears of more political unrest. Zimbabwe's economic and humanitarian crisis is often blamed by many critics on President Mugabe's government. However, Mugabe, who has ruled the country since independence, rejects charges of misrule and blames the crisis on Western sanctions imposed after allegations of political repression. Elphas Khoza is a religious brother who recently returned to his native Zimbabwe after spending several years studying in Italy. He talked to my colleague Susie Hodges about the current situation in his homeland.
Infrastructure-wise, almost everything is destroyed, and the services are very poor. You can't just get anything you want, even if you have the money. And for the poor man, he cannot live in Zimbabwe because there is nothing, there is no work. What he sells on the street is taken away by the police, and everything is expensive. Living is expensive. To be poor is expensive. So disappointing. It's not good.
And how do you find the morale of the people?
It's divided. Some people, they're just given in. They despair. And some people are still fighting. And you find that some people, they are hoping to leave the country to go to some other places. Some, they leave because they're afraid of being killed. Some, they leave because they're looking for work. They've despaired, most of them. And no one was willing to stand up and call on the government.
Would you say there's an atmosphere of fear then? People are frightened to criticise things too openly.
Yes, they are afraid. They're afraid because, you see, if someone stands up and challenges the government, you remain alone. People won't join you. So it makes people afraid because you will die alone and no one will be with you. So your death is pointless.
Zimbabwe has a grave humanitarian crisis. You know, people are dying because of AIDS, they're dying because of hunger. Just how serious is this humanitarian crisis? What evidence do you see of it around you?
Very clear, because if you look at the people who were displaced by the Operation Mrambatswina, you find that those people, they have no income, they have nothing, they are poor. So you find that there is no other thing they can do but to be together. There's no work, they're always together. Malnutrition, and then if you add AIDS, they cannot fight, the body is weak. So, humanly speaking, you cannot survive in such a situation. The government does something, and you are poor. There's nothing, you cannot survive. It's very bad. And at the same time, you find the government is closing down these NGOs who are trying to help. The policies are so bad.
In fact, a politician recently said that the humanitarian crisis is very grave, yet it seems that Zimbabwe's problems are off the world's radar screen, that people aren't taking notice of the fact that there's so many people that are suffering there. Do people there feel that the outside world has forgotten about Zimbabwe's plight?
Yes, to some extent, but I think you remember the disturbances in Israel and those things, they took away the attention from Zimbabwe. And it seems like at the moment the people believe that the world is saying Zimbabweans are the ones who are going to correct their problems. We are not involved. There's a sense of we are abandoned, even in the African society. There isn't much care about Zimbabwe. People talk about it, but nothing is being done.
And I gather that Zimbabwe has one of the lowest life expectancies in the world nowadays, that, you know, women are dying in their mid-30s. Is this the case?
Yes, people die young, but not everyone is dying. I think the statistics, they just looked at the situation at the moment. Yes, people do die, but it's not that we can say everyone dies at that age.
Zimbabwe has one of the highest inflation rates in the world. It's currently running around 1,200%. How is this impacting on people in their daily lives? Can you tell us, you know, just how it affects you and other people living in Zimbabwe?
Oh, it affects us a lot. And talking about inflation, and it's expected to be by 4,000 and something percent next year, the inflation. For a poor man who earns his money today, if you don't spend it today, after a week, it's useless. You can't buy anything because you cannot put it in the bank. But also the problem with that, we have electricity off-cuts, so you can buy like things like meat sometimes. They might go bad. So you are caught up in a situation where you cannot keep many things in the house and you cannot find everything in the shops in time.
And what about the petrol shortages? Does that impact upon people?
Yes, a lot. Because that's what raises the prices in the shops. Petrol is expensive, but the government said they are reducing or bringing down the fares in the transport sector. But it doesn't help. It impacts a lot, fuel. Fuel is one of the commodities that is very expensive and it's difficult to just get it.
When it comes to the role of the Catholic Church in general in Zimbabwe, how do people view the church? Is it respected? You know, tell us something about its role and what it's doing and how it's looked upon by the people.
The church is respected in my diocese, and the people. The church is the only hope for the people because it's the one that is the only one that is caring for the people. That it has the people in its mind. It's working for the people.
You talked about the fact that many people are leaving the country. Is it felt that there is a bad brain drain from Zimbabwe at the moment?
Yes, very severe, yes. Yes, people are leaving. You can't work in the country and then you earn nothing. People have a lot of needs that cannot be met in Zimbabwe, and they have the skill. They can't be employed anywhere else, so they leave. So that's why I was talking about the services, that the services are very poor. Because manpower is gone. The brains of Zimbabwe have gone.
The government says that some of the reason for Zimbabwe's economic crisis is the drought and Western sanctions. Is this felt that this is a fair view?
It's not fair. The government makes policies. I wouldn't blame someone else for my own mistakes. The government has its own mistakes, but it has to correct before it blames other people.
President Mugabe, however, claims that the economy is on the mend.
No, it's not on the mend. No, there's nothing like that. We cannot produce things ourselves, and there's nothing. We cannot mend the economy. We're producing nothing.
But is it a very divided country between government supporters and opposition supporters?
At the moment, you can't see that. There's less fighting at the moment. You can't pick it out. But you know people are afraid. It's a bit subtle, underground.
How do people there in Zimbabwe, yourself included, feel about the country's future?
Well, it will take time to heal. But I still feel the people, they love the country. And if they love the country, they're going to correct the situation at one point.
Susie Hodges there talking to Elphas Koza, a religious brother from Zimbabwe.